Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? I just got in the car.
I'm Karen Kilgariff.
And I'm Chris Fairbanks. I have just been picked up.
Tim Gunn!
That was real Tim Gunn?
That was the real Tim Gunn we just drove by.
Wow, that really was. There's no mistaking.
Oh my God, that is such good luck. You know that's good luck.
Every time, I mean, I get used to seeing celebrities, but not as I'm driving through, not to where I could almost run over them with the car.
And also, he's such a good celebrity. Like, that's a quality person. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think I like what he does. I'm just checking the, everything looks.
Does it look all right?
It looks fantastic.
God, it's really hard. I tried to start by myself.
Yes.
And literally after 15 seconds, I wanted to bail so bad.
It's, oh, really?
To talk by yourself, I don't know how people do it.
The time I did it, because I did do one episode somewhere
you
around 10.
To. Yeah.
And I felt like I was a crazy person. It felt self-indulgent, and I felt like I was blurting things. And I got in trouble with the girlfriend at the time and my sister with some of the things
right.
I said.
For some of the blurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not my sister. She didn't. No, but anyway, some people were mad at me.
Well, you were very funny, though. That's what I was thinking of the whole time. I was like, yeah, you gotta, if you're going to do this, you have to at least bring what Fairbanks brought. And literally the second I started, I was like, I'm not even saying anything. And my face got all hot. And then I just started talking about all the news stories that scared me. And I was like, why the fuck would anybody want to listen to this?
That's great. That's what you it turns out, I bet if you listened to it, you would have loved it. I was having a great time watching, because we've talked about this at the airport, watching everyone get into cars and embrace the people, their loved ones. I was really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I had a very fun time bonding with comedians at the Big Sky Comedy Festival.
Oh, good. It was
I almost didn't want to go because, you know, it's a contest and I didn't know a lot of the comics. I knew a couple and I was excited to hang out with them, but I didn't want to pay for a flight and all that. But it was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we had activities in Billings, Montana. Is also beautiful, not just Missoula, Montana. Because I thought, well, they don't have Rocky Mountains. They don't have the mountain ranges.
You thought Billings was the shithole that couldn't compete with Missoula.
It's very conservative. We got some Duck Dynasty Palin types.
Oh, yeah.
But we have those in Missoula, too. So.
We have them in L.A., too.
Yes, they're everywhere. But in Billings, sometimes they'll be like the mayor or something.
They'll be the voice of reason.
They'll be the voice of your morning radio. just spitting out the hate. And I did hear some racist stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Best time ever.
Can't solve it all in one comedy festival weekend.
I didn't win, but I got third, which is cool because...
Oh, that's great.
The guy that won was great, though. He was named Tommy Pope. I'd never met him or heard of him.
And he's from where?
New York.
And why did you think he was great?
He was just good at stand-up and told stories about things that had happened that week, opened and closed with those stories.
Shit.
And I was like, wow, I would not have taken that risk at the finals of a contest. And he killed with those stories and just likable. And then a guy named Tony Baker got Second, he's a comic I've heard of that I otherwise wouldn't be doing the same shows, you know, with. So
not
it was
on the
cool.
Same circuit as?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone. It was a lot of different comics. And I had fun with Patrick Keane. He makes me laugh.
He's hilarious.
We just had a great time. So yay to the Big Sky Comedy Festival.
That's great. Because you were telling me about you were worried that there were activities this way?
Yeah. Yes. And some of them I just didn't go. I shot guns. And I've never really shot guns. I think once in the woods I shot a rifle that was not that, like a .22, and shot some clay, like, discs that you fling in the air. And that was kind of cool because you're shooting a thing.
Sure.
And you're in a field. But going into a shooting range with a bunch of comics that were nervous to hold handguns, I think that everyone in there, there was something about a comedic mind not liking guns. Everyone was like, I don't like how this feels. Like, people talk about shooting guns and there's power or it, and I'm like, well, maybe I guess I'm not above it. Maybe I would like it. I did not like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like how it felt. And as you shoot it, it clearly would kill somebody.
Yeah.
The guns are, with the bullet, I know it sounds dumb that I'm even saying something so obvious, but they really are powerful and scary.
Yes.
And loud. And I really thought at any point I'd lose control of my body and just turn and shoot a comedian.
Yeah, that's the thing. God just, forbid. Oh,
I can't control my arm. I guess I'm shooting Jackie Fabulous. Who was delightful. I would never shoot her. I'm just saying.
Well, that's the thing. There's so much risk involved. It's like the idea that people think this is what's going to make me feel safe is just such a lie.
It is.
That people are telling themselves because there's nothing less safe.
The most horrifying thing in thinking about it was, what if I shot somebody? And that's what they're for.
Yeah.
So don't have one if that's your fear.
Yes, for sure.
Even if someone would have to be doing something crazy. And I'd have to be so sure. It did actually made me respect cops a little bit, because it would be so horrifying to have the right to, or the ability to be able to do that. I just wouldn't ever. I would, if I was a cop, I'd get shot right away because I wouldn't draw my gun. Well, he doesn't look that quick. Let's listen to reason. Well, he is pointing at me. That's my last thought.
He just screamed he wants to kill you. So,
yeah, but
it's,
I mean,
not really a question mark.
This is a dangerous weapon I'm holding, though. I mean,
so's his machete.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If he had a machete, I wouldn't shoot a guy.
Well,
so
then,
he has a machete.
I think that's
beat
the thing.
Him up with a bat.
Cops are either really good or really bad, because that kind of power corrupts you, or it either corrupts you or it makes you respect life and people and
right.
things. I think it goes one way or the other.
Yeah,
probably.
I was just really confronted by it. I did not. Did not want to ever shoot somebody. Anyway, but the shows were fun, and what did you do?
I haven't done much. I helped work on Kurt Brauneler's, he's did his talk show pilot.
Oh, okay.
For Comedy Central, and I wrote a couple jokes for that, and just basically kind of just hung out with my friends, because it was all my friends that were working on it.
Terrific.
So I just went and pitched in, and that's about it.
That sounds great. Was it, do you think it was a good pilot pitch?
I think it's going to be great. It's like the Daily Show, but for odd news.
Oh, okay.
And I just think that he's, if like, for someone to play a fake newscaster, he's such a good person to play
part. Yeah, he is good.
And he's super funny, and we wrote some pretty hilarious stuff. They wrote a ton of great stuff, so I think it should be good.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send me a copy. I'll give my judgment.
We'll just see.
Have you ever been as hungry as I am right now?
Never. Probably ever.
I am the hungriest.
Where should we go? The bowling alley?
Oh.
It says restaurant.
I kind of do want to go to the bowling alley. But we don't have to have eating be part of our thing.
Okay.
We could. I mean,
what if we had a bowling podcast and it was so loud?
And we did. We had to do it down by the pins. Where that noise was just the worst.
Just, it would just more for people who had a fetish about listening to bowling.
It is, you know what, I wouldn't say fetish, it doesn't induce boners, but I do like the sound of bowling. It's comforting.
I do too.
Yeah.
I love bowling. It is really nice. It's like, it's almost like the ocean, like it just, it, the sound keeps coming.
Mm-hmm. Until the ocean doesn't close at 12 a.m.
No.
Well, that's,
as far as
I'm just, I thought you made a comparison. I thought I'd show how the ocean and a bowling alley are kind of different.
I mean, I feel like we're not an arguing podcast, but that's fine. I bet you there are, if we're going to argue with each other, I bet you there are people that get boners from bowling sound.
None.
Yes.
I think that that would be, it would have to, they would have to imagine a visual. Just the audio alone would not induce, but
you know what, listeners, prove us right or wrong.
If you have footage of you listening to only the audio of bowling, and you do develop an erection,
not watching hot bowlers,
right?
But only audio.
Please, yes, we all know the professional athletes of all types, including bowlers. We're not saying conjure them. Just the audio. Film yourself with a boner listening to it, and we will send you. We have to make t-shirts.
Pretty
I'm going to work
gonna
on that.
T-shirts.
We're going to have t-shirts.
What
very
if our
soon.
T-shirts?
I owe you for a t-shirt. Oh, shoot. If you send your boner pics. Please don't send your boner pics.
Yeah, we don't want those. But what if our t-shirt is of in the background bowling and then the foreground a big boner?
That would be fun.
What
about
for
a bowling boner? I was going
to
do a t-shirt of a slice of pizza with sunglasses surfing. But a boner bowling. Let's go boner bowling.
Oh yeah, people bowling down boners.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I mean, there's
speaking
all these different
of gutter
ways.
Balls. Hasn't this we've kind
hasn't
of gone
this
that
been the worst episode ever?
No. No, I wouldn't say that.
Not yet, anyway.
I apologize. I just think that because I have the ability to make boners, that I accept that you think that some people do get them from bowling. End of argument.
I just believe...
Let's be friends again.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just believe that anything can give people, boy and girl, boners.
Yes.
It's just an amazing array of things that people
senses.
Like. Yes.
Just different senses that you can tap into. For some, it's audio. For none, it's this podcast thus far. I find that it's, you know, we've had some homers.
Yeah,
let's just review some of the best the Adomian episode, Todd Barry episode, the Huntsberger episode. Those are great.
One.
Stop listening to this one right now.
We have nothing to offer.
Refer to one of those.
Leave wherever you are. Just run into the street and away from your own ears.
Take this one, throw it against the wall, and pick up the Todd Glass episode, and then go to iTunes and rate us. But do not do that now.
Open for discussion.
Do not do that now.
This is the episode where Chris starts talking like Apu from The Simpsons.
I am so hungry. I am so hungry. Do not do that now. It's kind of a song. I would never do an Indian accent. How dare you, Karen?
You already did it twice.
I was like more a sing-songy robot.
Oh, I see.
Get your accent straight.
Sorry, I'm not from around here. Do you want to go to a drive-thru?
Oh, no. Well, let's go straight ahead and we'll go to that swingers diner.
Oh, okay.
I do enjoy it there.
Good, good, good.
At which point we can... Not all of our podcasts, Karen, have to be a full hour.
Thank God.
Right?
There's somebody... I like to immediately picture someone sitting at work, and this is the podcast that gets them through their day, and they just start crying because it's not going to be a full hour.
And they have just an hour break. And it's based on their boss is like, well, shorter podcast, shorter break. Get back to work with your little fingers.
It's state law.
It's podcast state law, points to a sign made of crayon.
That's because they work in a crayon factory.
Yeah, exactly.
some of the...
If you work at a crayon factory with an angry slave driver of a boss who only lets you have breaks as long as a podcast lasts, and you listen to our podcast, I apologize that you're not getting your full hour.
Yeah, we're really sorry to you for all the reasons that Chris
named. Hey, and I haven't even mentioned... I just now noticed we don't have a guest.
I know. You're the guest, because you are the comedian that was on the road.
Wait, it's going to have to... It's going to look... Usually it says the name of our podcast, and then there's a colon, and then a name, but I guess I'll just say my name.
Yeah, let's put your name, and then here, I'll start asking you a real guesty question.
Okay. Shoot.
Let's do a highlights, lowlights of, like, your favorite moment from the... a comedy festival.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a drunken picture that you took with your mind and it's still in there, or a moment where some hilarious laughter kicked up because a great...
Okay.
I was trying to talk you into it. while you were thinking.
But I interrupted because I was already sold. Stop talking right now because I'm on board.
Stop spreading the news.
I'm leaving right now. Today. I think the best times were in the van, just riffing with comics. I forgot how much fun, and it helped reinforce that our podcast is genius. Because every time we were in that van, every one of the comics was like, "God, this should be the show."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "That is my show."
This was my idea.
Yeah, and so it was. I'm trying to think of a specific moment.
Well, I get what you mean. Those are those moments where it's all kind of strung together, but then someone thinks of the best, right? It's that kind of thing where, like, funny, 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 oh my God, they took it to a different place.
Yeah. It was, I'm trying to think of, well, I do recall Patrick Keane, we were driving and he saw something. He just saw the way a storefront was laid out, and he said, "Oh my God, look at the windows on that," and I said, "Yeah, they were weird windows. Also, lower your goddamn voice." And everyone, we all laughed so hard, and it feels good to make a bunch of comedians laugh.
Yes.
And I find that in a car, making people laugh is my comfort zone more so than on stage, unfortunately. But if that contest that we had was judged in the car, I would have taken the $3,000 home.
Was it $3,000?
Yeah.
Where'd they get that money?
I don't know. It was a lot of local sponsoring. Like, we had activity, you know, horseback riding, which didn't... The guy actually showed up with a gun and said, "Get off my property."
That's maybe... What?
I wasn't there for that. I had had...
And that's not your highlight?
No, because I wasn't part of that. I wasn't in that group. And then he peeled off and kicked gravel on all the comedians.
Yes.
Like, so apparently the guy's son was the one that said, "Yeah, you can come ride horses." And they forgot to check back with him. I don't know.
Oh, Dad.
Shooting guns was not my favorite thing, although I needed to do that, and I needed to know that so I can have more opinions about that when I talk to people.
Sure. It's good. Sometimes it's good to have negative experiences just so you know what you don't like.
I don't know. I just absolutely didn't like the way it felt. And it looked, made me, the gun was so powerful, I could taste metal in my mouth. And my elbow is sore from holding a handgun and shooting it.
What, was it a fucking musket?
They had some that were like crazy, like a handgun that shoots shotgun shells. And it was so loud and powerful that I'm like, I am scared of it. And I do not want I don't want to hold it. I was jumping just because, and then when I held the gun, I heard all the comics there watching through the window behind me, all laughing because of how much my hand was shaking.
Oh.
They all were laughing at me, and I'm like, and then there's like this little firecracker girl that was, she was terrific, Leah, and she picked up the assault rifle and just shot it like a totally, I guess she was in the military at some point. And then I have my little gun, and I'm, like, quivering in the wind. Oh.
Wait, was the Firecracker Girl a comic?
Yes. Oh, yes, okay. She was indeed.
It wasn't just some gal.
No, I can't remember her last name, but I liked her a lot, and I wish I could remember her name, but it was Leah, and she was terrific.
You'll remember something.
And, that was the highlights and lowlights of Big Sky Comedy 2014.
Woo!
Guns are scary. Sponsored by Guns Being Scary. What is your next generic interview? Why is that person like... That is a curious resting place.
Yeah, there has been a lot of...
A curb always is.
I've seen... Yeah, just back right out and get a longer tram.
Oh, I do not like... I hope they are having fun on their vacation, but the driver of that luxurious retirement vehicle really needs to mind his back bumper.
He was just backing it out onto Lincoln like it was anybody's game.
Now, and if there was a cartoon of, like, a silhouette of a guy sleeping in the street from the 50s, like a cartoon version, maybe offensive cartoon of a homeless guy, an insensitive one, that would have been the guy.
Well, you know,
he was hunched over.
He was on the curb.
On the curb.
He wasn't, like, back against a wall, like, relaxing. It was like he was on the curb crying about his high school girlfriend.
Right.
There was extra tragedy.
And high school was so long ago for him.
Oh, my God. So it's more to cry about.
Yeah.
He misses it. He wants to go back.
He's had no high school girlfriend since, or girls his more appropriate age.
I have noticed, being out here on the west side, lots of wandering wanderers. Like when I stopped by your apartment, there was a girl that was walking, no shoes. Couldn't tell how she looked, like she could be 58 or 12.
Sure.
Hippie-ish, clearly on a lot of drugs. And she was where I just stayed in my car and waited for her to wander by so I didn't have to have a weird experience with her. And then I saw like four more people like that on my way to drive to the airport.
Wow.
I don't know if it's just the evening or if it's
the
neighborhood.
Is there a certain type of moon out that gives everyone moon fever?
It's leftover blood moon residuals.
Oh, leftover moon platelets. Residual moon splatter.
Maybe they have some kind of a moon hemophilia.
I gotta get a good read on this moon blood splatter. Blood moon splatter.
Oh, there's some on the ceiling. That means the gun was facing downward.
Don't tell me my job. I'm the blood splatter technician on this precinct.
Moon.
In this, yes. Woo, and scene. Blood
Thank
moon
God.
Cops, episode one. Never to have an episode two. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what other, there was just so many memories, so many enjoyable things.
I saw your picture of you posing at the, gun place.
Yeah, that was
on Twitter.
I should have taken more photos.
It's always fun. Oh, sorry to yawn. right in the middle of your talking.
It's doing great.
Is it still
there? Yeah.
Okay, good. A real debacle.
So if we take a right here on Broadway, we can go behind the Swingers establishment.
Oh, nice.
And there are parking spaces there that a lot of people don't know about.
Good.
And hopefully they've already turned off this episode, so they do not know my little secret. The one thing about this, there's a few things that made this great. They made us stay
in here?
With roommates, yes, which wasn't the best, but...
Right.
You did end up bonding with that. You couldn't get away from everyone. And if I'm... And then back here. And if I am, you know, tired of being around people, or I think I'm someone that's gotten too used to being lonely.
Yeah.
And most people, you know, they are forced at a job or something to have to be around people. And this forced all of us comics to be around throughout the day. We woke up. Every meal was taken care of. Lucas Seeley, the guy that put that thing together, his parents own a restaurant. She's an amazing cook. She made us meals, and we would have, like, an event. And then we went to the go-kart place, and the food was taken there, and so we ate at the go-kart place. Things like that was really cool. And then industry. There are really industry people at, like, Bridgetown or these other fun festivals that are really great, and if they are, they disappear after the show. They don't. At this, they were kind of forced to hang out with us, and we became friends with, like, you know, these nice casting people, and Aaron from the Improv, and or from Levity, and some Comedy Central folks were there. He invited all this industry, and they
actually
were,
came.
And they totally came and had fun and hung out. And
that's awesome.
And judged the contest. You know, there was like 12 industry judges that he got to fly to Montana.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, they want to, like, have fun and hang out, too.
They're humans, it turns out.
And, you know, they probably, if they're in the comedy realm, then it's because they love it and they're truly fans, so they want to be, like, participating. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to see those people as, like, either the enemy or something to, like, aspire up to. But the truth of it is, everybody just wants... People are just trying to find the person that's going to make them money. It's not, like, personal or...
Right.
It shouldn't be elitist or whatever. It's just kind of like, yeah, let's make something that you will be a reliable resource within.
Right, yeah. And they did give some, like, industry panels. And we listened to them and too many times. I was afraid they did bring up, you know, being able to see if someone will make money or put butts in seats or it's marketable and something. And I'm like, oh, I bet I'm not that person. Oh, well.
Oh, that's not true.
What? No, it isn't true. That's just the stinking thinking that I had going on in my own dumb little noodle.
Yeah, let's get rid of that stinking thinking.
Yeah, knocking little negativity knocking around, and I want to kick it out my ear hole.
We've already talked about your wonderful retro 30s hair.
Yes.
I mean, there's several shows you can work on. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
now it's from the 70s.
Yeah, now I look... My hair grew over the weekend. Maybe it's that mountain air. You know, it's better than... yawning in the mic is burping mid-word. I'm not going to let that one slide.
You got to call that shit out.
You know what, Karen? I'm so hungry.
Wait, before we go, please name your best friend from the festival. Who's your best friend?
On the way home, I became very good friends with Tony Baker. He's a terrific comedian. I knew him from Last Comic Standing, but I never... see him. I think he's probably on the road or at the comedy store all the time, but he's a sweet guy and
super funny.
And I went into it really liking Patrick Kane a lot, and I even more so now. He had the best bits off stage that all the comics just thought he was the best.
He was. Was it your night or Henry Phillips' night that he did when I did it? Do you remember?
I do not.
At the Improv?
I do not remember.
We all did a show together. Oh, he was so funny, and I'd never seen him before. And it was like, I just love...
All of his throwaway... You guys, I got to get out of here. I got to wake up late tomorrow. But I... and he didn't do this joke, but another Patrick Kane joke is, just got my headshots back, and it looks like I'm going to be a writer. It's like the best joke ever. He had so many great bits, and... The one thing I didn't like about the festival that if I can allow them to hear some constructive criticism.
A little upward feedback?
Two teams. So each team, without seeing each other, we are at different venues. So we only saw the finalists from the other team. I didn't see, like eight of the comics that were in this thing.
How many comics were there, did you say?
I think total there's 26 in the contest. And then there's... You know, top three.
Hey.
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 I was at a big theater. Hey.
Hey. Top three.
Ah. But I had a good time.
I knew you would. I knew you would be a finalist for sure.
I was hoping I had won.
Take home the gold.
But I, the guy that won, it totally made sense. The guy that got second, totally made sense. They were great. And I was extra quirky and silly, but... And I know that the judges like me, but I think the crowd was like, oh, he's really a weird little bird, isn't he? Like, I didn't quite, relate to the audience. And I could have done things to have done that better. So it was a learning experience for me. I'm going to write some more relationship bits. I got to have the relationship bits happen to me first, or I'll make them up. I'll lie. I'll just write them.
No, they'll know if you lie. The audience always knows.
You're right.
When you're being insincere, they can smell it on you.
They can smell it like a stink.
But that would be funny to just start writing, like, your ex-wife jokes or something.
Yeah.
Shit that has nothing to do with you whatsoever.
Yeah, that's what Andy Kindler was saying. Like, I wish I had the my ex-wife jokes, but I love my wife and I want to stay married to her, so I can't have those jokes.
Oh, that's right. I'm stealing from our own podcast.
No, it's quite all right. You're stealing from a person that was on our podcast. It's different and worse.
I'm stealing an idea from Andy, and I'm giving it to you like a gift.
You know what I'm going to steal from Andy? Is the joke that he came up with. Oh, it's probably a joke of his.
What?
It's like, we were workshopping it, where he goes, people in the movie industry come to my shows to record room tone.
Oh, yes.
I think that was, I don't know. Maybe I said it wrong. He said directors and producers come to my.
He said it wrong.
Yeah, we were like, producers? Have you ever been on a set?
If I'm going to do a low light of this show, it would be when we started talking about other episodes during this episode.
I know.
It's a real.
And not even fondly. We're talking shit about past episodes that were better.
I'm stealing ideas. I'm forgetting things and then stealing them to tell you about them as if you weren't there for
them. I don't care. I'm glad we did this because, one, we have not skipped a Monday yet or an episode yet.
Yes, this is all in the effort of not skipping.
We can't.
We don't want to miss.
This is for you people. If you've listened thus far, our mission statement, every Monday, originally it was on Fridays, but we realized you maybe want to have it at the beginning of the week, so we changed it, plus it gives us the weekend to record.
Yep.
Every week we want to have an episode.
Our
even if it kills us.
It will kill us.
If we get in a wreck or something.
It's going to be very forced and difficult.
Shoving it down your throat.
We'll tell you about it.
Aggressively.
And like a lot of gastrointestinal issues the whole time. You really did that. Just immediately.
The all-time low.
You must have been so good at improv, though, because you didn't even hesitate.
I didn't want to do it. I only made that noise out of yes-anding you. I knew it was a horrible idea. I didn't know why you even said gastrointestinal issues.
Because I'm forcing it, too. That's what we're doing.
Oh, it gives you the farts to force it.
That's the theme, is forcing. Forcing it. Just real quick before we go, I saw your apartment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had to pick up the equipment.
What do you think of it?
Well, I noticed there was a lot of leather. There's a big leather couch and a big leather chair.
Hey, Daddy likes his leather. I'm a bit of a leather daddy.
But it's very nice. It's like small, but like it's very cozy.
It's a beach bungalow.
Yes, it really is. And as I was walking up, because you gave me all those directions of how to find the key and all these different things that were hidden, and I was like, great, I'll never find it. Here comes Nate Craig walking up, just swam in the ocean.
He does that nightly.
Was coming back. That's crazy.
He swims in the ocean. And then he walks back to our place in the center of the street, dripping wet with a look of determination on his face that could be misread, I think, as a murderer.
He has a murderer.
Yeah, it's that widow's peak. The kid from the Munsters, I believe Robert Blake. That widow's peak means you, it doesn't mean anything.
It often means that you're like a heartthrob from the 50s.
He's a handsome guy.
He looks like a 50s, better than Tony Curtis.
He's an actor, too. We got to get my roommate, Nate Craig, in the movies.
Nate Craig. Can do it.
Maybe, he's spending all his goddamn time in the ocean. He should be out auditioning late on Sunday.
Hold on. I've got a pitch for you. Late Sunday night auditions. Here's the pitch. Splash 2. This time it's a guy. Madison's son.
He's a
merman. Yeah, he's a merman, and he washes up onto the shore, Santa Monica, and walks up the street.
He's Daryl Hannah's son.
He's Daryl Hannah's son.
I can't believe you remembered her name was Madison, but keep going.
It's a great film.
It's a great
movie. They named her after the street.
Ah, yes.
Remember, she made all that really high-pitched noise and all the TVs broke.
She ate lobster with the shell on it.
Like, it was so similar to the Pretty Woman lobster scene, and yet totally different.
Yeah. More comedic.
So that's what we'll do. We will write Splash 2 for Nate Craig.
Yeah, I do want to do a merman video with him because he loves the ocean so damn much. He's already done the research.
You know what he should be? The foul-mouthed merman. So you know how, like, usually in the, when the people have mermaid fantasies, it's like, ooh, they come up and they try to lure you onto the rocks or their whatever, the siren song. But instead, he pops up and it's like a merman and he has a puka shell necklace and everyone's all excited. And he's like, get the fuck out of here! Stuff like that.
Get out of my waves!
Hey, did you put this oil over here? Or he's like the merman from New Jersey.
I wonder which of us belongs here, huh? I have a fish lower body, and you have legs. Get the fuck off my waves!
Sharks, attack!
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. He should totally be able to, like, get sharks.
Mate,
I think we should turn this to a drama because that's some intense shit. If you could summon sharks and wield them as a weapon,
it'll start out as Splash, and people will be like, "Oh, this is great!
It's a romantic romp comedy."
What's he gonna do with lobster? This is gonna be hilarious, and then shark attack. Like, commanded shark attack on children.
It should be
really little children.
So dramatic. So dramatic.
Like a bunch of children.
I don't know that it should be children.
Yeah,
I think
like
it
a swimming school.
It's consenting like adults. Adults that were like, I'd like to be killed by a shark.
Six children that are water skiing.
Oh, that's just terrible. You've made a depressing film.
I don't care. I'm an auteur, and this is my art.
All right.
I had to make it, because that's what's inside me.
Hey, express yourself.
Come on, girls!
I got something to say about it! And it goes... Have you listened to a Madonna song? Like, she was the worst singer.
She could not sing.
She can't sing still.
No, she's...
I do like her. I do appreciate her. I don't want to take away her diva status.
It's almost more credit to her because she is, like, the number one pop singer of all time.
Yeah.
And she's one of the worst singers. But the reason I love that, because I was a total Madonna... I was 11 when, like, Lucky Star came out. I was there for the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Prima Donna.
I loved her because I could sing like her. Because it was like, you want to be my lucky star. And it was like the most.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, as a 12-year-old girl, you're like, yes, this is how I really feel. Like kind of whiny.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want to sing a pretty song to like lure a boy to you. It's like you're trying to complain to him.
Yeah, you want to keep it above your diaphragm too.
Yeah, just in the nasal singing. Yep. It's like Annie transferred into like slightly adult. Like if Annie was a slut that had black lace in her hair.
Yeah, she might be a slut now. Who knows? It's been a while since those orphan years. Speaking of bowl hot bowls of porridge, I will murder somebody if I do not have food soon.
Let's go get it.
I'm going to get some food. Thank you for picking me up.
Oh, my pleasure. It was fun.
It's good to see you, and then I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
This is Do You Need a Ride? You've been listening to DYNAR.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.